Pigs coming off a nice win yesterday. What's it like for you to get that bullpen going back to where it was in late April, being able to close out a tight game?
Well, I mean, yesterday I thought was a big win for us. You know, we kind of squandered a lead first game, game one of Scranton, and end up you know, stinging us a little bit. Disappointing loss just because, you know, for the fact that we didn't do a lot of things well, didn't take care of the baseball. You know, we swung the bats, we had a lead, and but to come back, you know what, I liked the effort yesterday. It wasn't the prettiest of games, but we got the job done, and the bullpen closed them out late. And, you know, Gonzalez threw the ball well. I thought Buchanan battled. I mean, he competed. I thought all the guys, Ramos comes in and had to, had a little bit of adversity that he had to face, and he ended up making some big pitches down 3-1 and that, you know, big 3-1 pitch and then the 3-2 pitch to get the guy to pop up, and Mejia closes it out. A good win for the team, I thought, yesterday. You know, a long travel day coming here to Columbus, and you know, you hate to come in here, you know, 0-2 on the road trip. And looking that way, but you know, we played decent, and we just didn't do enough things in game one. But now we're facing a pretty good team that, you know, we can't afford those kind of mistakes.
Let's go back. You mentioned Ramos, and Udibre Ramos came up, had pretty good numbers in Double A. So far, he's been very good in two outings. What do you like about what he brings to the table?
Well, I like the way he's getting after it. I like the way he's, you know, he looks like he's all business. He's you know, competing. I think. You know, he doesn't look afraid. He doesn't look scared. You know, I thought big league camp did him wonders, and you know, people don't realize that. But you get a young man making his debut in big league camp, and a little, a little fish in a big pond, you know, so to speak. And it was good for him because I knew there were some nerves, you know, that were playing into it there with him. And but he got his feet wet, and he got to see that, you know, that his stuff plays, whether it be at the big league level or Double A or Triple A. He's got an exciting arm, and I, you know, certainly like the way he was out there yesterday competing, even through some adversity. I know he went six up, six down, or six out of seven in his first outing, and did a nice job of closing the game out. But sometimes, times will tell you. Certainly learning experiences for a young man being on the mound like yesterday in a one-run ball game and you know, bases loaded, 3-1 count, how do they react, and really like the way he presented himself.
Let's stay in the bullpen, really a two-fold question, because if a fan watched the Iron Pigs in 2014 and I were to say, you know what, Tommy Joseph's going to be huge in a victory, Severino Gonzalez is going to be huge in relief in a victory, they might not have believed it. Now you watch the Pigs this year, and there's no doubt about it. Let's start with Severino. What did they see in him that made them think that going to the bullpen would be a wise move?
Well, you know, I think just for this stuff. I mean, you know, sometimes it's tough. I mean, his stuff's not going to wow you. He's not overwhelming stuff. He doesn't have the big-time fastball. He doesn't have the big breaking pitch. He doesn't have the big out pitch. But what he does, he commands the baseball, and he throws strikes. His velocity is up, which I think, in effect, also makes his off-speed pitches a little bit better and a little bit crisper. And you know, when you're throwing, big difference between throwing 88, 89, 90 and then throwing your off-speed pitches, because it's just not, you know, the reaction time. And certainly you see the ball better. But, you know, his velocity's up. He's pitching 92, 94. You know, he's getting the ball in the zone. You know, and I think just, you know, it creates, you know, more opportunities for him, you know, with his changeup and his slider. And you know, I mean, I like the way he's going about it. I mean, you know, velocity is a lot, but at the same time, he's commanding the baseball as well and pitching with a lot of confidence.
We're with manager Dave Brundage, and I joked around on the air yesterday before he even said hi to me. He said two things. He said, Tommy Joseph's swinging the bat very well, and Nick Williams has a lot of potential. Let's go back to Tommy Joseph. What's been the biggest difference to have this run of just really amazing hitting for a whole month?
Well, Tommy's a good story, and you know what? He's you know, you're certainly happy for your players, and you're happy for all your players, but I think, you know, especially you have a soft spot in your heart for what Tommy's been through, and people don't realize what, you know, what the ramifications were in the last few years of going back behind the plate, and, you know, the fear of getting hit again, and knowing that, you know, someone, you know, might take the game of baseball away from you. You know, you get four or five concussions, and it's freed up his mind, I think, mentally more than anything. I think, you know, certainly you see some physical differences. He's in much better shape. You know, he's prepared. He's going about his business the right way, and not that he didn't go about his business the right way in the past, but I think always in the back of his mind, you know, with, you know, so much on his plate with the catching duties and running your staff and doing all that. But now, you know what, he's at first base, he's freed up, he's swinging the bat, he's got a ton of confidence. And, you know, I just said in my game report yesterday, you know, it's a joy to watch. It really is a fun, you know, neat story and really fun to watch how someone can get things turned around and what confidence does for you and what getting yourself in shape does for you. So, and Tommy, you know, certainly well-deserving.
Yeah, good things happen to good people, at least when it works out like that, it certainly does. Hey, we've been good on the road. Let's keep it up.
Yep, absolutely.